Chapter 36. "Thanks for coming in, Mr. Ralston," Jesse said. Thomas Ralston's head was shaved. He had a deep tan. He was a little taller than Jesse, 6 feet maybe, and he was the kind of fat guy who pretends that it's brawn. His white shirt had epaulets. It was unbuttoned halfway down his fat, tan chest. He had on tan linen slacks and brown leather sandals. A gold cross on a thick chain nestled among the gray chest hairs. He kept his wraparound sunglasses on indoors.
"What's this all about, Chief?" he said.
"Just routine," Jesse said. "We're looking into a homicide. Woman from Fort Lauderdale named Florence Horvath."
"Never heard of her," Ralston said.
"Well, that answers one question," Jesse said. "We think she may have come off one of the yachts here for race week." Ralston shrugged.
"So, you being registered in Fort Lauderdale and all?"
"Sure," Ralston said.
"Perfectly understandable. Why do you think she fell off a yacht?"
"I didn't say she fell," Jesse said.
"Whatever. You got any evidence?"
Jesse took out his headshots from the Horvath video. "Know any of these three people?" Jesse said. Ralston studied the pictures for a time, then shook his head and handed them back.
"Don't know any of them," he said.
Ralston took a leather cigar case out of his shirt pocket.
"Care for a cigar, Chief?" Ralston said.
"The real thing. I deny it in court, of course, but genuine Cuban."
"No, thank you," Jesse said.
Ralston shrugged and began to take out a cigar. "There's a town ordinance against smoking on town property," Jesse said. Ralston paused and shook his head and then put the cigar back in the case and the case back in his pocket.
"Amazing," he said.
"Know anyone named Katie DeWolf?" Jesse said. Jesse could almost hear something click shut inside Ralston. He seemed to think about the name for a moment. Then he shook his head.
"No," he said. "I don't. Why do you ask?"
"No Harrison Darnell?"
"Darnell?" Ralston said. "Yeah, sure. I know him a little. Not well. Just casual, you know. Yachting isn't that big a world. He's on the Lady Jane, I believe."
"Also out of Fort Lauderdale," Jesse said.
"Oh, sure, that's right. Of course. That's why you're asking. The Fort Lauderdale connection."
"You think he might know Florence Horvath?" Jesse said.
"I just have no way to know, Chief."
Ralston looked at the nameplate on Jesse's desk.
"Jesse Stone, is it?"
Jesse nodded.
"I don't know who Harrison Darnell knows or what he does."
"What might he do?" Jesse said.
"I just told you I don't know," Ralston said. "I'm trying to be cooperative, Chief, but you seem hostile."
Jesse nodded. "Know anyone named Kathleen Holton?" Jesse said.
"No."
"How about Corliss or Claudia Plum?"
"No." "Who the hell are these people?"
"Mandy Morello?" Jesse said.
"No, for Christ's sake, Chief. What's going on here? You think I did something?"
"No," Jesse said. "Just running through the list."
"Well, no offense, but I'm getting tired of it. Can I leave?"
"Sure," Jesse said. "Thanks for coming in."